the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire. Finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger?
An American singer who spent some time in the UK in 1928 and 1929. He appeared as a vocalist on just a handful of records released here in the UK, both as part of a band and as a solo artist. And we've just listened to a recording he made with Harry Hudson's Melody Men in London on the 24th of January 1929. Let's listen to a very tasty item now. the wonderfully titled Bread and Jam.
Yes, Bread and Jam.
An instrumental by Jack Miranda and his Meanderers in 1935. Parlophone had actually asked six musicians to each submit a new tune for them to be included in a limited series, of which the company called the British Artists Rhythm Style Series. Jack Miranda recorded the first that was released in that series, and it was with his band, the Meanderers, as I said, and that was had the wonderful title of Bread and Jam. I just wanted to say it the second time. British cinema bandleader Alfred Van Damme, and it probably featured musicians from the pit of the Trocadero Cinema, which was located at the Elephant and Castle in South London. Mr. Van Damme was a highly sought after bandleader, appearing a lot on the BBC throughout the 1930s, but sadly it meant that he rarely had time to go into the studio to record. However, alongside his BBC work, he led an orchestra which toured the Gaumont British chain of cinemas. And I mentioned the Trocadero Cinema at the Elephant and Castle, and he was there for 7 years before moving on to the Kilburn State Cinema. Now let's pick up the tempo again, and let's have a jolly recording now from the Capitol Band. Thank you.
about a little celebration to the jingle of the wedding bell? How about a little reservation at the honeymoon hotel? Honeymooning's gonna be my hobby. Don't you think a honeymoon is swell? Wait until we walk into the lobby of the honeymoon hotel. Cupid is the night clerk, neath the stars above. He just loves his light work, and we just love to love. Oh, I'm a mister looking for a missus. As a missus, you'll do very well. Bring along your things and all your kisses to the honeymoon hotel.
Wonderful singer Harry Bentley supplying the three vocals on that recording by the Capitol Band, who were under the direction of Stanley Barnett in February of 1934. It was titled Honeymoon Hotel, and Harry was originally a drummer and went on to become one of the top vocalists of the 1930s. Yes, Tiddles, it's always nice to hear Mr. Bentley sing, isn't it?
Something she said. She's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head. All of my troubles are mended. She's my needle and thread. She's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head. All that wonderful smile, all I felt from the start. You should listen a while to the thump, thumping of my poor old heart. We've got a wonderful future, one that's rosy and red. She's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head.
Fox and his band recorded My Hat's on the Side of My Head at the Café de Paris in London in December of 1933. I'm pretty sure I've told you about the highly popular venue becoming a casualty of the Blitz on London during the World War II air raids. It was a wonderful place. Marlene Dietrich had played there, as did a lot of bands that were extremely popular at the time. Louise Brooks caused quite a stir when she appeared there in 1924 and introduced the Charleston to the world. So, from Ray Fox, let's hear from the Bandwagoners now, and it's a song that we can all sing along with.
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, I loved her and she loved me. There she used to sit upon my knee, neath the spreading chestnut tree. There beneath the boughs we used to meet, all her kisses were so sweet. All the little birds went tweet, 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 neath the spreading chestnut tree. I said, I love you, and there ain't no ifs or buts. She said, I love you, and the blacksmith shouted, chestnuts. Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, there she said she'd marry me. Now you ought to see our family, neath the spreading chestnut tree. I loved her and she loved me. There she used to sit upon my knee, neath the spreading chestnut. There beneath the boughs we used to meet, all her kisses were so sweet. All the little birds went tweet, 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 neath the spreading. I said, I love you, and there ain't no ifs or buts. She said, I love you, and the blacksmith shouted, chestnut. Underneath the wah, 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 wah. There she said she'd marry me. Now you ought to see our family. Wah, 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 wah. Tomorrow, that's a fortune for me and you. The rain will fall, but we should care. There's always a shelter near. The rainbow will be out to show.
share, and skies will be short of clear. We've got the moon and sixpence, and stars to light the blue. So long as we both have each other, that's more than enough for two.
From a Roy, now we've heard from a Ray. Ray Noble, of course, and the unmistakable vocal tone of Mr. Al Boley telling us that we've got the moon and sixpence. I'm sorry to say I don't know anything about Eric Bayliss and his band, but I can tell you that they recorded for the Panaccord record label, and that was Reg Only on vocals. It's very sad, isn't it, that so many of these great musicians from Britain's dance band era are listed as identities not known. At least we still have their wonderful music on disc to enjoy and keep alive by playing them. Thank you. Now, the label says that was Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots in Drumnastics. So, yes, Drumnastics. I'm sure you recognise the tune, however. It was an instrumental version, of course, but it was Dinah. Joe Daniels was originally from South Africa and came over as a young boy and was part of the London music scene from the age of 14. He was a drummer, as I said, and was the drummer for Sid Roy, who was the brother of Harry Roy, and went on to form his own band with trumpeter Max Goldberg in 1926. So let's have something from Brian Lawrence, shall we?
Glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain. I'm singing, just singing in the rain.
And the Quaglino Quartet with an interesting version of Singing in the Rain. From the 1930s to the 1950s, the original Quaglinos was popular among the British aristocracy, including the royal family, and many of whom were regulars. It was a favourite haunt of London's cafe society. It offered dining, music and dancing. So all good stuff then for an evening out. Now here's a record by a band that was led by a vocalist, and that vocalist is Sam Brown. The group are the Blue Pacific Dance Band.
date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. No one else could be sweeter, looks divine when I meet her, feels Father Saint Peter, and I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Xylophone maestro Teddy Brown and his novelty sextet with Got a Date with an Angel. Now, Teddy Brown was known as the great xylophonist on account of his physical size and his ability to play the xylophone. Sadly, his weight contributed to him dying from a massive heart attack whilst performing on stage at the Hippodrome in Wolverhampton. Tragic. What a great talented man he was.
What are you crying for? See, I'm in a mess. Why, what's to do, lad? I'm sad and disappointed. I'm as sore as I can be. When the missus finds what happened, she'll be more upset than me. There'll be no peace for me at home. It's sure to cause a row. I didn't want to tell her, but I'll have to tell her now. I had it when I left the house at 10:30. I know I had it quite all right. I showed it to a policeman at the corner then. He laughed with all his might. The wife will want to have a game when I get home, but I can't find it. Oh no, it's my unlucky day. Whatever will she say when she finds I've gone and lost me little yo-yo?
Committed to shellac in August of 1932, that was Jay Wilbur and his band informing us that I've gone and lost my little yo-yo. Must be the cold weather. Fred Douglas took on the vocals. He was a prolific recording artist, appearing with many bands during the 1920s and 30s. He also performed in the Old Time Musical programme on Radio Luxembourg.
Daddy got a lot of cash, so I didn't care much for his wavy hair. Oh, well, I had his little black mustache. I liked his eyes and his old school ties, and he made love just like a real Apache. But what made me fall, yes, sir, the most of all, oh, well, I had his little black mustache. I took him home to tea on Sunday. He didn't go till late, but we discovered on the Monday he'd taken the family plate. I had to face a peace court case. The magistrate said, you've been very rash. How did it occur? I blushed and said, oh sir, I liked his little black mustache.
Regarded as one of the best in Scotland, we've just listened to Jack Chapman and his Albert Band, and I liked his little black moustache, which was recorded, as a lot of their recordings were, at the Maclean Galleries in Glasgow in 1934. Obviously this was pre-Hitler, and his little black moustache was actually referring to Clark Gable. What is it, Tiddles? Well, I go and see what Master Tiddles wants. I'll put two records on now, and the first is from Sidney Kite and his Piccadilly Hotel Band, and the band's violinist takes the vocals. It's called I'm on a Seesaw, and the vocalist is Norman Phillips.
Found you turned round and and altogether you don't play fair.
I keep it in my pocket, a souvenir that money couldn't buy. For the one I loved once wore it, and that's why I adore it, though she left and never said goodbye. She was sweet and only 20, and I guess I loved her plenty. She loved me too, is very plain to see. We were wed one morn at 7, the honeymoon was heaven. Such a happy pair we seem to be. True love, what did you go and do? True love, I had such faith in you. Oh, we settled in the city and they told her she was pretty. The bright lights turned her head, she went away. But her little golden locket still nestles in my pocket. There I'll keep it till my dying day.
Arthur Young was the pianist and arranger with Jack Hilton for many years and then went on to Germany for a while. Upon his return, he joined Freddie Gardner and George Scott Wood's group, the Six Swingers. At the beginning of World War II, he led Hatchet's Swingers, which including Stefan Grappelli in its lineup. Now, from Arthur to George Elric, that is.
tight, sleep tight. Good night to the loved ones away o'er the sea. Our hearts are united wherever they may be. Good night to you all at close of day. May dreams come and charm your cares away. The shadows have fallen, so turn out the light. Good night to you all. Good night.
Fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening. You did? Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles, we need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.